Hello everybody and welcome to episode 75 of Gordon Valentine's Podcast, which is recorded today on the 12th of December 2007. Right, just to warn you, what I'm going to record in this podcast is no specific order whatsoever, because I've done lots of things since I recorded my podcast. It doesn't surprise me, that was like well over a month ago. So I'm just going to sort of rabbit on about some of the things I've been up to, and as I just said, in no specific date or whatsoever. I've done lots of things that I can't even remember when I did them in what order, so I'm not even going to bother trying to work out the date. So I'm just going to give you sort of tell you what I've been up to and see what happens. Right, so first of all, I'll tell you what happened when me and Mike went down to London in November sometime. Anyway, we both went down mainly because I wanted to go down to London to have a look at the Christmas lights, which weren't particularly that good, but we'll get onto that in a minute. So basically, we went down to also to see his mum and dad because they recently moved into a new house. It's quite funny, I've been down there to see his parents 3 times, and every time they've been living, they've been in a different house. The first house they owned, the second house is sort of like... They were staying in one of their grandparents' house or something like that, staying with a friend for a long time. And then the third time, they moved to another house that they now own. It's basically took them so long to move from the first house into the third house because, as you know, how the house and property is, like, things keep falling through and everything else. It was also quite funny, was they both went down to London and neither of us, me or Mike, had ever been to this house before. So we're both, like, being virgins together, but we won't say virgins ever again. But anyway, so that was... So I really like the new house. I'm going to the first house we're in. It's really well. The first house we bought in was quite nice, but it was a bit small. And this house is a hell of a lot bigger. And it's all, when I say London, it's quite far of London. It's, apparently it's got a Kent postcode, so that's quite far. But it's also got quite a nice big garden. And also, it was really nice. The first time we went down, we ended up sleeping in a single bed. It used to be his old room, and it was, oh god, it was bloody hot. It was one of the hottest nights of the year then, so neither of us got any sleep at all that time. The second time we went down, it wasn't so bad, but we ended up sleeping on the floor, which in itself isn't too bad. There's like tons of match, sort of bed covers and stuff we slept. And that, so that didn't make it too bad, but the third time was even better, because we got to sleep in his... A double bed. And some of us did feel a little bit bad because it involved kicking his sister out of the bed, but then they have a spare single bed, so it wasn't so bad. So it was really nice seeing his parents again. And then what else did we do in London? So that was basically, we did that all on the Sunday. Oh yeah, and his parents also cooked us a very nice meal, which you can see the amount they put on the plate. Oh my good god, it's went on and on and on and on and on and on. But it was very nice indeed, and I was well impressed. I nearly ate it all, which really surprised me. And then on... Oh yeah, well, so now on to the Monday, which I did something I'd never done before. I got to meet his dad, which is weird in itself, as I'm going out from now for over a year, and I've never met his dad before, sort of basically saying hello to him and saying, how are you, and that. So that was basically that. And then what else? Oh yeah, also on the Monday, we sort of had a quick look around London sort of lights, and to be honest, I thought they were a load of fucking crap. Apparently they said the lights meant to be good, but the lights in Regent Street are sort of hanging balls, which I don't have a clue what they meant to be about. And the ones in Oxford Street were a little bit better, but still not much. Apparently there are some really good lights in London, but where they were, I don't have a clue. And other than that, what else did we do in London? Oh yeah, we also went to the Natural History Museum, I think it's called, and the big museum next to it, which I can't remember what the hell it's called, but we also went to them, which were... The Natural History Museum wasn't quite that good, I didn't think it was. So it's probably good if you're into that sort of stuff. I think the second one was a lot more interesting, but at that point we're sort of getting a little bit tired. So that was basically what we did on the Monday, and then we got the train back up to Peterborough, and this is where something that really pissed me off, but luckily it's not doing it now. Basically, we decided that we needed to go out to Tesco and buy some food, so basically we had to start my car, and with the damn thing starting, it just went, and that went on for about 2 or 3 minutes till we eventually started going. So I don't know what the hell was up with it, but since then it's had one or two sort of hissy fits, but it's decided it's not going to start, but so that really did sort of wind me up, having my car wouldn't start. It wasn't even that cold, to be honest, so I have a feeling my car needs to go back to the garage in a minute. Not an MOT ever serves it, it hasn't done it in a while. So that's what we did when we were down in London. And now I'm going to do a very quick plug for a band that Mike and me went to see one Thursday. Again, it would have been November, I guess. So Mike's really has liked them for a long time, but I just never got to see them before, because they normally end up playing nights and at work, and so I just couldn't go to see them, to be honest. So best way to describe them is sort of, I'm trying to think. Well, they describe themselves as alternative country rock on their MySpace profile, which is probably the best way to describe it, to be honest. I first didn't know what to expect. I'd heard sort of bits of them before because Mike's been in sort of film the number of times and even made a DVD of them. So it was really good to us. I was well impressed by them. And even more worried, I know if the lead singer who listens to this, which is often to me, he'd be quite a bit disturbed. My opinion, this is not bad looking, and a sort of tits were sort of putting me off a little bit because I don't know why these sort of, I don't know, they're just sort of there. But anyway, I'm not turning heterosexual before we start to worry. So if you want to listen to any of your stuff, we've got some of your stuff on the MySpace profile, which is www.myspace.com/midwest1. So that's mid as in M-I-D, west, which is W-E-Z-T, and then one as in just one, as not the way spell, as in the numeral way, one. So if you check it that, and then hopefully you'll like them as much as me and Mike now like them. So that's what we did then. Now to speak a little bit about work. Yes, work, how boring. But anyway, as you heard in my last podcast, I got made the bar supervisor, which overall is doing not too badly, other than this one person who thinks he's even made the bar supervisor, so at times I tell him to do something and he doesn't do it, and he just sort of makes comments. Not nasty comments, he can just, the sort of way he sort of says things, like it's hinting that he used to be the bar supervisor, not me, and blah blah blah. But anyway, other than that, it's going not too bad. Personally, I think since I became the bar supervisor, things are running a lot more smoothly. There's one point I used to go into work and get awfully stressed out, but now I don't really need to get stressed out because if things don't go the way they should be going, it's up to me to sort them out. So generally, things go better than they have been. Only one problem with the dog chat, and it's the same as lots of places, we just don't have the staff that we need. So at times you can go and you can have tons of staff, and other nights you go in when it can normally be busy nights and newly sort of staff, which in itself is a nightmare because then jinx pile up and then customers are whinging about the jinx not coming out in time and blah blah blah. But other than that, it's going not too bad at all. And of course, the extra pay is quite nice, but then if the price of petrol it is, and the extra money generally goes in the petrol anyhow, so I'm no better off, to be honest. But then hopefully, when the summer starts, that will change, because then I'll start cycling to work again a lot more, and I'll use my car, so I won't be paying the bloody fortune for petrol. Because at the moment, I'm paying £1.02 to put fuel in my car, which you think about it, and that means now it's cost me £40 to fill my tank up, which, considering I don't have a big car, £40 a week on petrol was a fucking lot of money. Anyway, that's enough about that. Oh yeah, some other things that I've been up to. The person I sort of lodge with has been moving sort of stuff about, so he's basically had an office away from the house, so he's moved the office back into the house, which in itself sort of became a bit of a nightmare. It means we're moving tons of stuff about, we've got tons of crap to throw out, we had to go up in the loft, and when we went up in the loft, it was nasty. Hadn't been nothing, there was basically thousands of flies, and I'm not joking, we got sprayed them with eye colour, more would come, just do it again and again and again and again. So I was up and off getting attacked by them, sort of trying to kill them all. And even now they're still off because they randomly appear in the room, because they've got sort of like spotlights, so they've got some where they've been put up in sort of little gaps between the spotlight and the loft, so they've cut off from the flies coming to rooms, which is a bit of a pain. So every time I get a fly, so I need to open the loft again and kill some more. So also, since we've had the office moved back into the house, it also involved getting the phone lines working again, because one of them hadn't been used in ages, and the other one just randomly died, so we had to get BT to fix them. What they do, if somebody else needs a new phone line, and they've got a phone line that's been used for a long time, basically somebody else to nick your line. So it basically meant that we had a line that didn't go anywhere. One of them, it was changed because voice calls wouldn't work on it, but the internet still worked on it, which is a bit random. Everyone was just basically dead, so a nice BT internet came over and sort of reroosted them and fixed them all over, which is very nice. And another thing about the phone lines, which is quite funny, we had them all fixed and working hunky-dory, and then a while ago we had some really bad winds, so basically the phone worked 1 minute and the next thing it didn't. So again we phoned up BT, and the next day came out to basically tell us that it wasn't just us balancing box and door opening and closing, when it slammed, it basically cut tons of phone cables, so lots of people in the village also lost their phone lines. But exchange, one phone line was working, which luckily was an internet one, and it was the other one that died. So that's stuff that you didn't really need to know, but I'll just tell you anyhow. Now, as most of you will probably know, I love my trains, and I used to be, well, still am, a great fan of GNR, but unfortunately GNR lost the franchise because the people who own them basically got into big financial difficulties and basically told the government that they could no longer afford to run the GNR franchise. So it's a bit of a shame, because in my opinion it is the best franchise in the whole rail network. So now basically they've been taken over by a new company, which is basically owned by National Express. And the first thing that's really sort of, I think, stupid for one, is if you call GNR, so you basically type in gner.co.uk into your web browser to go to it. But now I've got a really new stupid website, which is now called NationalExpressEastCoast.com. Now, I am sorry, who the fucking hell is going to want to type in National Express blah 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 into the search, into like the search thingy bob? I'm suicide I'm not going to as well. If you're dyslexic, I can spell the National, but I can spell the East and the Coast, but the Express bit, fuck off. And most of like the sort ones you've got, if you type it in, you just go to random websites. So in starts, I think they've got, the new name is just crap, basically. And the trains as well, the when Union had them, it was like really nice blue with a red line in it. Now the new trains are white and grey, which just, from what I've seen, just look absolutely fucking foul. Who came up with that colour scheme? I have no idea. And also, personally, because it's a waste of money, it means I've got to spend £1 million or whatever it is to repaint all the trains, which have only just been repainted not that long ago. So the name, I think, in my opinion, is crap. The colours are bloody crap. The only good thing I think they've done so far, but then it's probably a good and bad thing, is that at one point you need to pay to surf the internet on their trains, but now apparently it's free. But imagine you've got a train which holds, I don't know, a couple hundred people, and imagine if every last one of them tries to surf the internet, it's going to go so bloody slow. At least some people had to pay to use it, not some people would use it, so if you did pay, it wouldn't be so slow. But now, I can imagine you're going to go, let's say, type in www.ebay.co.uk, and you can sit there for an hour for it to load, but what's the point? Train journey will be over. Oh yeah, another thing that's irritating about them, like that GNR was very good at getting back to you. I've sent them an email asking them something to get back to you. But this company, I've sent them an email, sort of Sunday when they took over the translates, having a back for them? No, of course not. But I can't make too many other comments about them, because I yet haven't used the new translates. They might be quite good, but somehow I doubt it. So that's me bitching about that. So I would like to say how much I'm going to miss GNR, and I'd just hope National Express make a good job, because if they don't, next time I go up to Scotland, instead of taking the damn train, I'm going to jive, because I'm not paying for a crap train service, basically. So, National Express, if you're listening, get your fucking act together. I know you've only been had it for less than a week, but after reading some of the comments that people have been posting about you, I don't think you're going to do a very good job about it. So please, please, please bring back GNR, blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, a couple other things. One is my boyfriend turned 24 a couple weeks ago, so happy birthday to Mike. So what did he do to celebrate his birthday? Well, one thing he didn't really do to celebrate it is basically, he's now got two jobs. He's got his job at Marks and Sparks, which at the moment is still a temporary job. He doesn't know if his contract's going to get renewed or not. We'll find out hopefully quite soon what's happening there. Pardon me, I've got hiccups. And also, he's now working at the Dog Shack once in a while, so it's quite good, because it means I get to see him more often. It's just a bit weird, but since I'm the bar supervisor and he basically does wine waiting, it means technically I'm a bit his boss, which is a bit weird. But it's nice that I get to see him a bit more often. He's working at the Dog Shack again tonight with me, which will be nice, because I haven't seen him since last Sunday, something like that. I just haven't seen him for a while. So that's basically it for this podcast. I hope I haven't bored you too much, and that's hopefully all up to date. So if I don't record a new podcast between now and the new year, I better wish you all happy Christmas and a happy new year. But hopefully I'll do a new podcast between now and then. It's just on the off chance I don't. So I'll say love you loads, and I'll speak to you all soon, hopefully. Bye now. Bye-bye.